This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Watching television in the Arab world used to mean one channel, the one the government programmed. Now there are hundreds of choices. In part two of our series on the Arab media, NPR's Eric Weiner looks at the growth of entertainment television throughout the region.
Foreign visitors to Cairo are invariably struck by two things. First, the traffic. It's terrible and getting worse all the time, as any Cairene will tell you. And second, the satellite dishes. They're everywhere, sprouting on rooftops like thousands of wild mushrooms, all facing in the same direction, and that direction is definitely not towards Mecca.
Hi, I'm Patrick Swayze. Check out King Solomon's Mines on the Hallmark Channel.
Arabs, even relatively poor ones, now have access to some 200 channels. Jamal Dejani tracks the Arab media for Link TV.
If you think that the youth in the Middle East are sitting watching the news, they're not. They're watching music, videos, they're watching imported shows from the U.S., and they really like entertainment more. They try to escape from all the headaches that they watch on a daily basis.
One of the most popular avenues of escape these days is music videos. This is a young Egyptian singer named Ruby. Her sultry lip-syncing and hip-swaying have made her the most recognizable name in all of Egypt. Sharif Sabri produces and directs Ruby's videos.
She's got rhythm, she's got her own style of movement, you know, sort of offbeat stuff that it just belongs to her, really. I never saw anybody dancing that way.
Apparently, many Arabs have never seen anything like it. Ruby is controversial, especially with Egypt's Islamists, people like Mohamed Morsi, a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. You can tell he's a religious man right away. Instead of muzak, the elevator to his office plays verses from the Quran. Morsi does not object to music videos in principle, just the type of music that singers like Ruby perform.
So dancing in that way or singing in this way is haram, forbidden. That's according to our belief.
It's not only devout Muslims who object to the music videos. Many secular Arabs like Amina Khairi also are worried about what effect the videos are having on young people.
Like my son, he's 10 years old and he's a real fan of Ruby and Nancy Ajram and all the rest of the video clip female stars.
How do you feel about your 10-year-old son watching a fairly risque video?
I was very alarmed in the beginning and I even tried to code some of the channels. But the thing is that they are on everywhere. It's available in the internet, and all his friends, they watch video clips. I try, of course, to tell him that there are some wrong things and some right things, and we're supposed to be choosy in what we see and what we think of, but it seems to be an impossible task.
Music videos, of course, are nothing new. Arabs have been watching MTV and shows like Baywatch for years. But Marwan Krady, a professor at American University, says these new shows are different.
Because it's Arabs who are in it. Arabs are shooting it. They're speaking Arabic on the show. They're singing Arabic songs. And the Arab press is commenting on it in Arabic. Arab viewers are calling to ask if it's okay to watch these shows in Arabic. And so this culturally hybrid show, by being culturally hybrid, violates boundaries.
And makes some people uncomfortable.
And makes some people extremely uncomfortable.
You can sense that discomfort at any Egyptian awa. Coffee shops where men and pretty much only men gather to smoke shishas or water pipes, gossip, and, of course, watch television. Mohammed Saeed, a student at Cairo University, smells an American plot in the popularity of the music videos.
And this is what the Americans would like, to turn us from devout Muslim people into a people who are willing to accept these kinds of things.
It's not clear how America could be behind programs that are produced by Arabs for Arabs, but clearly the music videos are pushing the boundaries of what's considered acceptable in the Arab world. Mohammed, who works for a high-tech company, explains the simultaneous attraction and revulsion to music videos this way.
Everyone loves sex, but over here you don't want to talk about it publicly. So you watch it when you're alone, but you complain about it when you're with people.
Last year, a production company was filming an Arab version of the reality TV show Big Brother in the Gulf state of Bahrain When Islamists took to the streets in protest, production was promptly halted. Safae Ahmed, a Saudi-American TV producer, explains what happened.
When they all came into the house, the Saudi guy said hello to, shook a hand of the girl and kissed her on the cheek. Whoa, big upper, how could he do that? He could probably do that in the street in Bahrain and get away with it and nobody gives a shit. But because he did it on television, you by default are representative of the country you come from. By default.
Reality TV, by definition, makes the private public, and that, she says, makes many Arabs uncomfortable. Nevertheless, there are still plenty of Arab reality TV shows like this one called The Green Light. It's fast-paced and there is plenty of high drama, but none of the voyeurism that characterizes American reality TV. Some observers look at the world of Arab satellite television and see more than fluff. They see the glimmers of democracy. Many of the shows give Arab viewers a chance to vote for their favorite contestants, perhaps their first opportunity ever to participate in a free election of sorts. The sudden influx of 200 satellite channels has been a bit disconcerting for some Arab viewers. Not that long ago, of course, Arab TV viewers could surf all of one channel, and it was government-controlled. Amina Khairi compares Arab viewers these days to children who, for years, had been deprived of sweets and chocolate.
And then suddenly you let them go into a supermarket and they just eat whatever they want. They devour as much as they can the first few days, and then they start to be more choosy in what they take and what they don't.
What stage are they at now? They're devouring still?
I think they're still devouring because it takes a long time, especially with all these, you know, like female singers appearing very elegant, very sexy, very appealing.
That appeal seems set to continue for the foreseeable future, but Amina Khairi and other Arabs are convinced that eventually the novelty will fade, and the music videos, the reality TV shows will become just another part of the background noise in teeming Arab cities like Cairo. Eric Weiner, NPR News.
You can watch one of Ruby's music videos. Go to our website, npr.org. And tomorrow, more on the Arab media. Eric Weiner reports on Al Qura. That's the U.S. government TV network that hopes to improve this country's image in the Middle East. I'm Alex Chadwick. NPR's Day to Day continues.